The commandant whipped his chair around to a cabinet near his desk. It contained row on row of pigeonholes, each with a little box. He pulled out one and opened it.
Mr. Hassan?
Sir?
These pips were worn by Captain Terence O'Kelly on his Prentice cruise. Does it suit you to wear them?
Sir? The assassin's voice squeaked, and I thought the big lunk was going to break into tears. Yes, sir.
Come here.
Colonel Nielsen pinned them on, then said,
Wear them as gallantly as he did, but bring them back. Understand me?
Yes, sir. I'll do my best.
I'm sure you will. There's an air car waiting on the roof, and your boat boosts in 28 minutes. Carry out your orders, sir.
The assassin saluted and left. The commandant turned and picked out another box.
Mr. Byrd, are you superstitious?
No, sir.
Really? I am, quite. I take it you would not object to wearing pips, which have been worn by 5 officers, all of whom were killed in action?
Birdie barely hesitated. No, sir.
Good, because these 5 officers accumulated 17 citations, from the Terran Medal to the Wounded Lion. Come here. The pip with the brown discoloration must always be worn on your left shoulder, and don't try to buff it off. Just try not to get the other one marked in the same fashion, unless necessary, and you'll know when it is necessary. Here is a list of former wearers. You have 30 minutes until your transportation leaves. Bounce up to Memorial Hall and look up the record of each.
Yes, sir.
Carry out your orders, sir.
He turned to me, looked at my face, and said sharply,
Something on your mind, son? Speak up.
I blurted it out. Sir, that temporary third lieutenant, the one that got cashiered, how could I find out what happened?
Oh. Young man, I didn't mean to scare the daylights out of you. I simply intended to wake you up. The battle was on 1 June 1813, old style, between USF Chesapeake and HMF Shannon. Try the Naval Encyclopedia. Your ship will have it.
He turned back to the case of pips and frowned. Then he said,
Mr. Rico, I have a letter from one of your high school teachers, a retired officer, requesting that you be issued the pips he wore as a third lieutenant. I am sorry to say that I must tell him no.